morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to our service. We're changing the order just a little bit. If you're looking at your bulletins, we're going to have our special video presentation after the prayer time. Be an American, to live in a land that was founded on the principles of liberty, freedom, personal responsibility, freedom of faith, religion, and a limited government that fulfills the purpose you have for it but does not exceed that. Father, we thank you for those who remember on this weekend who gave their lives to defend this nation. They gave the ultimate sacrifice to protect our land from those who would seek to destroy it, who would seek to take it over, to undermine it. We thank you that the nation is still here after so many years, and we are still celebrating Memorial Day. Father, we pray that as we do this, your Spirit will move in our hearts and accomplish his purposes for us today. We do pray for our country. We know the trouble. There is many, many problems in this land. And Father, we pray that even as we were singing, we pray for your grace and your mercy to move across the land, for you to bring to repentance those who have strayed from you, and that you will give us all wisdom in addressing the spiritual needs of this land and to respond to those who would seek to yet again destroy this country. Father, we thank you for the privilege to be here today. Accomplish your purposes, we pray, in each of our hearts. May your Spirit move and work. Bring to our remembrance all the things you want us to think of today as we remember those who gave their lives. Pray for your blessing, and Pastor, as he brings the message in just a little while. Fill him with your Spirit and use him to touch our lives through your word. Pray for your blessing on each of us, that we will be ready to receive that word and have it accomplish its purposes. Bless the singing, the worship, all that is done in this hour. We commit to you, may you be pleased in it and glorified in it. And we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, good morning, everyone.
All right, I wanted to read this morning from Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and with under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be, under his wings shalt thou trust. Okay. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction and waste at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come by thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, who is our refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so very much for your great love to us. Oh, that love that has brought us to this moment, Lord, you've worked in our life in such a wonderful way down through the years. When we think about our nation, Lord, how you have helped us through all of the wars that we have been through. And we think of those who have given their lives that we might have the freedom and liberty that we enjoy so much. We just ask your blessings upon those who have given it all for you. We think of these missionaries that just were killed down in Haiti, our Father, and pray for their families. We thank you that they, according to their testimony, are in your presence. And we just pray that you'll bless their families and meet their needs this time. We pray for Haiti, our fathers. We know that there's an occupation force, I guess, from Kenya that's going there to try to preserve peace, and we'll see what happens. But we just pray that there might be peace in that land that has known so much darkness. And we think of our own country, our father, and what we're facing day by day. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Restore us. Help us to return to the God of our fathers. And Lord, to walk in the way of righteousness and truth. Have your own gracious way. We do pray, our Heavenly Father, for our loved ones here serving you, and pray that you'll bless them today. Our missionaries, as we have the opportunity to help them with their expenses, pray that you'll just undertake for each one. Lord, we just pray now that you'll guide in all that we say and do, that we'll be pleasing in your sight. Lead us and help us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Memorial Day, as we know, is an official holiday set aside to remember those who have given their lives that our country might have the freedom that we all enjoy. We certainly owe a debt of gratitude to those who have made the supreme sacrifice. We also should be thankful for all the men and women who have risked their lives in defense of our great nation. It's also true to remember what God has done for us as a nation and as individuals. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Psalm 33:12. Israel was chosen as God's special nation, and he has preserved them through the good times and the bad. We should definitely pray for Israel that they might win the victory and put their faith and trust in God and also in the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been reading lately quite a number of missionaries working there in Israel itself, reaching people with the gospel, and a great number, it seems, are turning to Christ as their Lord and Savior. Perhaps all the unrest and everything that's going on might cause them to think even more. But we need to keep them in our prayers during this time of warfare and all of the enemies that they have around them, right? I saw a map the other day of this Israel in the midst of all of these other nations around them that they're just swallowed up. Just a little blip on the screen, right? And yet God has preserved them down through all of these centuries, and he will preserve them until the end. And he tells the truth about them. So we can count on that. America has also been greatly blessed of God. Think about it. Back to the beginning days and all of our forefathers and how they founded this nation on godly principles and upon Christian values. Today it seems that many no longer hold to these God-given principles. But we who know the truth must continue to live righteously and pray that God might send the great revival. You know, I heard that the other day again on the radio, someone talking about that. They said, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if God would send a revival? And it would certainly it would. I know he was talking about, I think it was Dr. Jeremiah, he was talking about in the tribulation period, that's going to be a great revival. You know, when people realize what's going on and that they have missed out on the main event, and now they have the opportunity to still put their faith and trust in God. So it's always wonderful to know that God is there to help us through all of these times. You know, think about Memorial Day and what it stands for, and all of the wars that we've had. You know, Jesus said, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. You know? And down through the centuries, this has always been the case. And it just seems like we can't stop fighting. What was it they said in the, I can't remember his name right now. Can't we all just get along? You remember that? The guy out in California said that. But it doesn't seem like we can. What do you think? And yet, God's plan is going forward, and it will be fulfilled. But we are here to remember. Remembering. We find many reminders in God's Word. We talked about this some in Sunday school this morning. I saw, it says it over 300 times in the King James Version, at least. I guess the others are about the same. So I remember. Is used in the Bible over and over and over again. You remember that famous verse in Ecclesiastes 12:1? Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. When we're young, we say, oh my God, bless the Lord, we can go forward and do the work. Now when we get old, we just say, oh my God, what am I going to do, you know? No, that's not true. But anyway, we need to have the right attitude. Remember now thy Creator. Young people, yes. Older people should as well. You know? While we have breath, we need to use it for the glory of God, right? And he says, remember now thy Creator. Jonah. The prophet said after his experience with the whale, he said, I remembered the Lord. That's a good time to remember it, isn't it? After all that he went through in the belly of the whale, 3 days and 3 nights. He kept spitting out on the land, and what did he do? He headed straight for Nineveh to do what God had called him to do to begin. I remembered the Lord. And in the battles of life, I had one here in Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 14. It says, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, everyone to his work. They went back to work. They didn't have to worry about the enemy anymore. God had given them the victory. You remember Jesus said over in the book of Revelation, when he's writing to the seven churches there, one of them, Ephesus, it said they had left their first love. He said, remember and repent. Repent. Repent of your evil and turn back to the Lord. remember. When we remember, what are we going to do about it, you know? Think about it. We think about our life and how we live from day to day. We need to remember what God has done for us. He's blessed us in such a marvelous way and helped us in so many of our days. So Memorial Day is a day to remember those who have given their lives for us. That's the main purpose for it, but it also would behoove us, I think, to seek to do the will of God. This morning I was thinking about, I want to meditate upon the Psalm 91 and find how God is the source of our comfort, strength, and security. Yes, all that we need is found in Him. Irving Jensen said in his commentary, "This psalm has always been a particular blessing to Christians in times of war. Every Christian would do well to memorize the whole psalm." We find here he says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." I remember Elizabeth Elliot wrote "The Shadow of the Almighty," thinking about the missionaries that were killed down there in Ecuador so many years ago now. But we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. The one who finds safety and security is the one who dwells in the secret place. You know, day by day, coming apart, finding a spot when we can talk with the Lord and dwell there. The one who abides under the shadow of the Almighty. This speaks of a permanent relationship that we have with the Lord, communion and fellowship. Over in John 15, here, Jesus is speaking here about the relationship that we have with Him. And He says in verse 3, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done." It's a relationship that we have with the Lord, isn't it? To know Him, to abide in His presence, to dwell in the secret place, to have a personal faith in God. Notice He says here in verse 2, "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. I will say this of the Lord." It's my own conviction. He is there to help in all of these areas of life. He describes the Lord here. He is my refuge, that place of safety. When we think about all that's going on in the world and all of the enemies, it's like Israel surrounded by all the enemies. God's their refuge. You know? It is amazing. It is marvelous to think how God has preserved that little nation
down through all these years.
And he preserves us as well. Here I am. Here you are. Who are we?
We are children of God.
And he takes care of us. And we can trust him and know that he is always there. He is our refuge. He is our fortress. Run in and close the gates. You know, the enemy can't get to us. God is there. My God. In him will I trust. Who are you trusting in? Trusting in the government, for example. Are you trusting in the government? Wow. I don't think so. Oh, I'm so glad that I have someone else that I can trust. Trust in the Lord. Wait patiently upon him, and he will give you the victory. Huh? He's the one. And here we have a description of God. He said, we've seen already some of these. It says, he is the Most High. No one is higher than he is. It says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Of course, this is figurative language. I don't think God has any feathers. As far as that's concerned, he's spirit, right? And Jesus came as the human form of God. But he's speaking here. It's like over in, Matthew 23. That's where it is. Take a look at that while I'm thinking about it. Matthew 23 and verse 37. He's speaking here, giving an example. Jesus is speaking. And he says here, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Here Jesus is coming. He's weeping over Jerusalem because they have rejected him when he came to save them. And he says, it's like a hen gathering her chickens under her wings. You ever see that? And protecting, this motherly protection for these little ones that can't help themselves. God is there to protect us, to keep us. And he places his arms around us, or his feathers, and these different figures that we see. Under his wings you have trust. We can trust in him. He is the one that we are looking to, the Most High God, the one who is almighty, the one who is able to keep us as our refuge, as a fortress, the one in whom we trust. He delivers us from all evil, from the snare of the fowler. The fowler, I think, you're the fowl, you know, that birds, one who sets the trap to catch the bird. And we need to realize that God is able to protect us from those who would ensnare us and capture us in a spiritual sense. You know, he tells us we can put on, what, a whole armor of God, and we can stand against the wiles. There's that old wicked power. The one who is there trying to catch us, right? He says, deliver us from evil, from the evil one. And God will help us through all of these things. And he will cover us and protect us and be our shield and buckler. The shield is the ones that go forth into battle had to have a shield in front of them. I know it said that the Romans have these shields, I guess it covered the whole body. A great little thing, and they go out there with all of their one next to another, and it would be like a wall so that nothing could get to protecting them. God's that way. He protects us and keeps us when we look to Him and trust Him for that. He's able to help us in our times of needs. He delivers us from the, it says, noisome pestilence. You know, think of the plague. You know, this, what was it with this recent COVID, right? God's able to deliver us. You know, it took a while, right? But it seems like things have gotten better now, right? And we wonder what's coming next. But the Lord is able to help us through all of these things. And we do not need to despair and fear. You know, that's the thing. When you think about it, in the book of Timothy, it says that in the last days, perilous times. Are we living in perilous times? Well, some people would say we are. Some people might be stupid enough to think we're not. But anyway, that's my own opinion. But anyway, these are the dangerous times that we're in. And yet, who is on our side? Who is there to protect us and help us? Almighty God. Place your hands in the hands of the man that still waters. Right? He's there. And we need to put our faith and trust in Him. He will deliver us the pestilence and from all these other things. That doesn't mean that we're, you know, we won't get sick, won't die. Sooner or later it's going to happen, right? One of us men wants to die now to this judgment. So when we say this, he's talking, I think, in general terms. God is able to protect us and keep us as long as He desires to. And when the time comes and our journey is over, He says, okay, come on home. That's not too bad, is it? Wait a minute. We get all upset about every little thing that happens. And yet God is able to help us. And He is certainly there to keep us. He says His truth is a shield and a buckler. And that's what surrounds us and keeps us from all harm. He removes the fear of evil. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. So, if you're not afraid at night, and you're not worried about today, you're pretty good, right? We don't have to worry about these things. It doesn't do any good anyway. You can sit there and stew and stew and stew about everything and worry and fret yourself to death. And it's not going to do one iota of help. Right? So why not trust the Lord? Huh? I think that's pretty good advice. And that's what he's saying here. We can trust Him. Dread and fear is taken away for those who trust in Him. Here he speaks about the angels protecting. Remember, verse 11, where He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. You know, Satan used this scripture, didn't he? Against the Lord Jesus, your mother, he told me. Oh, go ahead and jump. He's like, nothing's going to happen to you. God's going to protect you, right? You remember? He tried his best to tempt Jesus to do something wrong. Of course, it didn't work. Jesus went through every temptation, every tribulation you could imagine, and yet without any sin. We need to follow that example as much as we can and seek to trust the Lord in every situation. We have protection here from all of these things. Verse 13 says, thou shalt tread it upon the lion and the adder. The adder is a snake. I don't want to be treading on a snake. I don't know about you. He said, you could, but I think I would just as soon stay away from that if possible. Maybe the lion as well. But anyhow, he says, even if you do tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me. You think of some of these Bible characters that God delivered, right? The three Hebrew, they call them children. They weren't children, they were adults. But anyway, they put them in the fire furnace, but they didn't burn up. They put Daniel in the lion's den, but he came out. O King, live forever. That's what he said. King Darius. And he came out unscathed because he trusted in God. And God delivered him. And he's able to do that. He's able to help us in every situation. We should see here the divine promises that he gives us in verse 14. He has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Now, this is God's speech. Because this person has sent his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. He promises. I will set him on high because he has known my name. The Lord gives his promise, you know, and he keeps his promise. Here God speaks words of reassurance, comfort to the person who is trusting in him. To the one who sets his love upon me. And he said, he shall call upon me, hear his prayer, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. So here, God is promising to help us in our times of trouble, our times when we are in problems. And then he says, and this is a general statement, I think, I don't know how else you take it, because people don't always live to be old. Thank the Lord, some of us do. But he says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. No. And it is wonderful to see how God can preserve his people. And I was reading, I heard the other day somebody living to be 119 years old. Whoa! That's really something, isn't it? And that happens these days, I guess, with all of the advances that they've made, medicine and so forth. Or maybe, again, not, maybe not. But anyhow, he says, I'm willing to give you long life. I will satisfy and show him my salvation. Are you saved this morning? Do you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior? No? Amen. And he says, I will show him my salvation. We have his salvation in the Word of God. We can put our faith and confidence in that and know that he is with us. Gives us eternal life. Jesus said, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. That's what it's all about, to know him, and to abide in him, to walk with him, to serve him. It's truly wonderful to know that we have one in whom we can trust, and be confident that he will meet our every need, and care for us in every circumstance. And then to take us home to be with him when it's all over. Denny and I were talking about this before church, before Sunday school this morning, somewhat about what happens when a person dies and how it all works out. When God says, okay, now your life is over, come on home. Come on home. How wonderful that is to know that we have that assurance. So may the Lord encourage our hearts today as we think about death, life, all of these things that's coming. Put your faith and trust in Jesus, in God himself. You can't go home if you'll trust in him. Father, thank you so much for your word to our hearts today. May each one of us be drawn closer to you. May we put our faith and confidence in you and know that you are always with us to help us. Help us to be faithful. Help us to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
By way of benediction, as we can move. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, for obedience to the faith, to God, alone wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. God bless you.